Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB as we begin this Labor Day weekend right here on your fan, New York City. It's 11:08, 55 seconds to go right along with it. On this Friday night, Steve Summers here, you there, choreographer Peter Hoffman, unit production manager Ed Arzuman. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337 6666, and we'll take you on a three-hour Friday Labor Day schmooze right up until we turn the page for Tony at 2 on the Fan New York City. We'll touch on the Metropolitans in just a second. Do you think they are still alive, or are you ready to hold Shiva for the New York Metropolitans? However, we'll get to the Mets in just a second. We'll leave with the Yankees. And by the way, let me just throw this out. A lot of Metropolitan fans, and they know, and you know, everybody knows, they won tonight 11-5, equaling their run total for the entire month of August. Everyone is going to be thinking that the final nail in the proverbial coffin with the Metropolitans was the second of the two three-run home runs by Todd Frazier. When you saw the lineup tonight, you were wondering, why was he even in it? And then after this game concluded in Philadelphia just a little while ago, you were glad he was in the lineup. But the two three-run home runs were not the key regarding Todd Frazier and the Mets winning tonight, so we'll get to that momentarily. What is with the Oakland A's? The anabolics, what is it? They left the Grand Canyon. They left Northern California. And you know what's been said of Oakland by Gertrude Stein. It's been said by her of Oakland, there is no there there. And there isn't. So when the Yankees were over there, they turned into nowhere men in nowhere land. So now, tonight, from no there there to over here, and over here is somewhere, and don't you forget it, the anabolics made it four in a row over the New York Yankees, who were nowhere to be found in the Bronx tonight. And C.C. Sabathia gave up a run, the right knee forcing him out of the game, when everyone thought maybe the left arm might be doing the forcing out before the knee. So he is the rest of us day-to-day. But he only went the three innings. He only gave up the run, as you know. And worse, this was worse, Canely. And then worse than Canely, well, look who's out there, Corey Guerin. And who doesn't feel like dancing every time you see him pitch with his toe-tapping two-step delivery?
Come on in two-step across Texas with me. It's gonna be one hell of a ride. Lone Star's by the Rio River in the hill country. Come on in two-step across Texas with me.
Conversation back and forth was kind of, I've already been through this before earlier this year, and I was told that it is legal.
This dance is Texas Two-Step. It's the dance that you're going to do the most.
Manny Gonzalez hustling out to join in. You think it's about the toe tap thing again?
Yep.
Yep, that's what it is.
That was our biggest concern. You know, I was considering taking him out mid-hitter just because of, you know, you're asking a big league athlete to all of a sudden do something different out there.
There's a lot of different steps and things and turns and twirls that you can do with it. We're going to show you a few of them here today.
Runner going here as that's grounded foul. They're going to call a balk. Yeah, this is going to be a balk.
Really just have to get some sort of understanding. You know, I'm sure we're going to reach out to the league and try to get a clarification.
I want you to watch first. You're going to do what is called step together or a feet together or a quick, whichever you choose.
Home plate umpire called it. It wasn't Sam Holbrook at first base. That looked like he almost started forward and then stopped.
Yep.
Certainly can't do that. They're watching him closely.
Oh, my goodness.
We're obviously going to have to get to the bottom of, and, you know, whether it's getting video of what exactly is okay.
Step together, walk. Walk again, step together, walk, walk again, step together, walk, whoa.
And we'll try and figure that out.
That's not something you really desire going out there, but that's kind of what happens. You just keep competing, battle, try to figure it out.
Now we're going to try this with the music, see how it goes.
Come on in to step across Texas with me.
Because it's nothing different than what he was told he was approved to do.
Corey Guerin, the eighth wonder of the world. He might make a better dance instructor with his Texas two-step and the toe tapping than with the pitching, giving up the RBI triple and an RBI base hit. So, really, as everybody knows, and we're going to be saying this on a nightly basis on this radio station and on a nightly basis on every radio station around the country that talks with the baseball regarding the Yankees, I mean, the division is there. Sure, they have a nice 10-game lead, but the bottom line is, of course, getting everybody that is wounded back in uniform and back on the field. You know about Urshela going on the IL, yawn, ho-hum, what else is new? Another Yankee going on the IL, and that will translate into another win. And I'm surprised, Mike Ford, you know, the Yankees don't drive Fords, not with the money they make. Ford drives the Yankees, but he wasn't in the lineup tonight. It doesn't really matter where they go about getting someone from their farm. I mean, they all produce. And the bottom line is Tauchman was out there tonight, but nobody really did any producing. Both Yankee runs, as you know, came on outs. So they were off tonight, and maybe the long trip from Seattle and the day off, maybe they needed 2 days off. Well, actually, they looked as though they took tonight off, not doing much with their offense. And what the Yankees are telling, they're wounded. Meet us in September, and that goes for Severino, and the arrow is pointing up for him, and Betances, and Hicks, and Stanton, or Urshela, as you know, with the IL going on that. And Voit was off the IL and in the lineup tonight, as you know, and he got a couple of hits. So September will be the dress rehearsal for the American League Division Series. And that's when it will get very serious in October for the New York Yankees and how far they go. You know, Tanaka is going to be going in game one, no doubt Paxton in game two, and Herman in game three. But, of course, all of that is subject to change. The Metropolitans, it took a week. They finally found their offense. And, I mean, listen, you couldn't believe, and for six innings already, where was it? Nowhere to be found. You had only two hits from the Metropolitans after six innings, and yet Wheeler was holding up his end of the bargain. It took a week, but they finally found their offense after, again, six innings with only two hits. You were thinking, when will the nightmare, when will the offensive offense finally wake up? And it finally did in the last couple of innings as the Metropolitans won their game, as you know, in Philadelphia. Still five behind the Cubs, who won earlier today. But so they're still five out. But they win this one 11-5. And Zach Wheeler, after three starts with the Wheelers coming off, He got some big outs during his sixth inning of one-run ball. The Metropolitan offense came to life. I know you don't believe what you're hearing. You think I'm talking fake news. It's breaking news, actually. The Mets offense, yes, 11 runs. You can't believe it. And Wilson Ramos off the bench, and this is the fourth time that he has come off the bench as a pinch hitter to extend what is now his 23-game hit streak. And he came off the bench with a run-scoring base hit in the seventh inning to tie the game at one. And come the eighth inning, Rosario's two-run single gave the Metropolitans a 3-1 lead. And of all people, Todd Frazier with a three-run home run. First of all, you were wincing. You were getting upset. The phlegm and the mucus and the mushroom barley soup was coming up when you saw that Alonso, by the way, was batting number two in the lineup, as the Mets do an Aaron Judge, as Callaway does a Aaron Boone. And you had Alonso batting number two. You had Frazier in the lineup to begin with. Doesn't matter where he is, although he was batting number eight. And again, here is with all people, Frazier with a three-run home run. Conforto had a two-run home run. And that was basically, at that point, for sure, game, set, and match. But then again, Frazier came back with another three-run home run for six RBIs on the night. But again, of the 2 3-run home runs, neither of the two were key in this game. And we'll get to that, and I'm sure I would love to take a call, I would imagine, unless you were paying a little bit of attention before the Metropolitan game and you saw what Frazier said he would do. And it really kick-started the New York Metropolitan offense tonight. More a key than either of his 2 3-run home runs. What is it that Frazier did? We'll let you know. You turn the monologue upside down, you get the answer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.